Hannah.
Meryl.
Hi.
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 Judy.
Yes, and come on yet.
Oh, okay.
Judy, have you any news on Brandy?
I talked to her this afternoon.
Is she home or is she still in the hospital?
Yeah, she's still in the hospital. I asked her if she's going back tomorrow. She said she really don't know yet.
Okay. Well, we leave tomorrow for New Orleans, so I'm not sure what time.
All right. If she gets out or whatever, I'll text you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, me too.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabekoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Terura Alphet Gimel Yitach Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu No ra kufre shayan sentet nun. Na gibor dor she yehud ha givavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kashin. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatha. Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatach Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zo Kidu Shata Yud Gimolamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tadi Yuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahe, Adonai Yohei Wahe, El Rahum Dechanun, Erech apayim v'ral chesed ve'emet. Notze chesed la'alafim. Notze awon wafesha. Vechata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is coming from the Parashah Yitro, and it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudcha baruchu ishkinte bitzilu urchimud hilud hilu urchimud le'achta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar tanenan dekucha Rehu koma diabed le'eila witata Kolaihu kishot v'yovada dikshot v'leid lach mila b'alma divaye barnash l'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga deya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun v'kolait stirich b'alma. The energy of this current year, 5780, connects to a word that translates as compensate, and that's the external energy, the revealed energy. The internal or the concealed energy is connecting to the word shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to compensation is by studying one of various verses that connect to this energy from the Tanakh. Tonight we will be studying the verse from Leviticus, it's chapter 13, verse 8. V'ra'ah ha'kohen v'hine pasta ha'mispat chat v'ba'or v'timor ha'kohen tzara'at hi. The translation of this verse, and the priest shall look and behold, if the scab be spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And the verse that we study that connects to this energy is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liamili Israel untati vishakan tata willow yirgaz od willow yosifu vene avlala anoto kasher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. And we will say each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me. Mehe shi la la he aka a ka he ta. Pe za yo ala d da la a wa he he ya. Yo za la me be fe fe re yo he ko me. La a wa ka la yo la wa wa me pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he he se wa. Inu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he be wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me za re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a pa me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo se za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo. A a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me le ha. Me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be she me za re. Wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka hua ko a la a he se wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the eighth day of Kislev, Rabbi Avraham HaKohen Yitzchaki, Rabbi Moshe, who is the author of Mahadura Basra. Rabbi Eliyahu Ben Yehuda Kogo. Rabbi Yitzhak Navon, Rabbi Moshe Shapira of Slavita, Rabbi Avraham Yitzhak of Tunis, Rabbi Aaron Tursky, the third Chernobyl Rebbe, Rabbi Nahum Dov Schneerson, Rabbi Avraham Mordechai of Karmarna, Rabbi Pinchas David Horowitz, known as the Bostoner Rebbe. Rabbi David Borenstein, Rabbi Eliezer Geldsahler. We will now connect to the Ma meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. I ahini wu yo hi. I ahini wu yo hi. I ahini wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Gevura. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Chesed. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yeah, heni we yo he. Bina. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Ina. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Achba. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. The Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances.
Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha, Hasher Hoseticha. Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibet Avadim, Lo Yehielecha, Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Taseh. Lecha Pesel, we call Timuna, Hasher Bashamayim. Mi ma'al we asher ba'aretz mitachat, wa asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz, lo tishtachaveh lachem, v'lo tavdem ki anochi ha'ashem elohecha, elkana poked awon, avot al banim, Al shileshim v'al ribeim l'shonai v'yoseh chesed la'alatim le'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa Et Shemo Lashav. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim. Avod V'asita. Kol Melachtecha. V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat LaShem. Elohecha lo taseh kol melacha. Ata uvin Simcha Uvitecha Avdecha Ve'amatcha Uvhemtecha Uvegercha Asher B'sharecha Kisheshet Yamim Masa Hashem Et Hashamayim Ve'et Haaretz Et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom hashvi. Al kein derach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. V'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun yamecha. Al ha-adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach Lo tirtzach Lo tinaf Lo tigno Lo tane bereacha Ed shakir Lo tachmod Be'yat reecha Lo tachmod Eishet reecha Vyavdo Vyamato V'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher li re'echa. We'll now connect to the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Now we will connect to the Ani, to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Now the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itbarafit Kaddashime Rabba, and we all say Amen. Be'alma divra kirute vi'am lich malchute b'chayechon uviyomechon uvachaye. Tikol Beit Yisrael Ba'agala Uvizman Kariv Itparach V'ishtabach V'itpa'ar V'itromam V'itnaseh V'itadar V'itale V'italal Shemede Kucha Le'ela Min Kol Birkata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechemata Da'ami ran bi'alma Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen O se shalom b'imromal Hu yase shalom aleinu We all call Israel. V'imru amen. Our class tonight
is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 1, the right-hand column. That will open up to a landing page of a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the parasha of Vayetze. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to class number 9, section number 9. Well, we will start with Pasuk 59. We will say a second B'Shem Yehud. B'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bifhilu Urchimu Udhilu. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenenei. Pasuk 59. Vayihine Hashem Nitzav Alav V'gomer. Ha'kachama Yaakov, Kishura Udim Hemnuta, Vahad Nayetzav, Elav Kada'a Natsiv, Melach Kala, Tekol Dargin Kaimin, Kulhu Kachad, Alhahu Sulam, Ve'id kashra kola bechad, kishra begin de'it yahev, ha'u sulam ben tirein zitrin, ha'idikti vani Hashem Elohei Avraham Avicha, u'Elohei Yitzhak ha'aretz v'gomer, Elaine nun tirain, Citrin bemida, Ushmala. The translation. And behold, Hashem stood above it. It means that Jacob saw here in the ladder the knot of faith, which is the nukva, binding all the Sephirot as one. Stood, the Hebrew word is nitzav, above it as a pillar. The Hebrew word would be netziv, of salt. Alludes to a mound, for all the grades are as one on that ladder. The nucleus, so that it all will be connected into one knot, for this ladder was put between the two sides. And this is the meaning of the verse. And said, I am Hashem, the Elohim of Abraham, your father, and the Elohim of Isaac. These are the two sides, grant and left. Abraham is the right, and Isaac is the left. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. How can the nukva, which is a complete structure of 10 sephirot, in the frame of malchut, actually connect all of the sephirot? The secret is in the words you just read. Pasuk 60.
Davar acher v'hine Hashem. Nitzav alav aleya di Yaakov lemechewe kol aretika kadisha yamina usmalav Yaakov begavayu kineset Yisrael leit kashra beinayhu hahidiktiv ani Hashem Elohei Avraham Avicha Elohei Yitzhak Menalan Yidnet Yaakov Be'em Zayita Mashma Diktiv Elohei Avraham Aviv Elohei Yitzhak. Yitzhak. Willow kiti velo he Yitzhak avicha. Vike wandi itkashar beya be Abraham. Yitzhakach v'dihu be'em sa'ita. Ulvatar haaretz asher ata shokev. Ya'aleha haikala rachita hada kadisha v'haka hamad yehewe shalibu davahan. The translation. Another explanation of the verse, and behold, Hashem stood above it, is that it does not mean that he stood upon the ladder, but rather that he stood up on Jacob, so that a holy chariot would be made. Then between the right and left is Jacob, Chesed Gevura Tiferet, and the congregation of Israel, namely the Nukva, will be tied with them. This is the meaning of Hashem, the Elohim of Abraham, your father, and the Elohim of Isaac. How do we know that Jacob is in the middle of Abraham and Isaac? We know from the verse, Hashem, the Elohim of Abraham, your father, and the Elohim of Isaac. Note that it is not written, the Elohim of Isaac, your father, which would make him third among the fathers, namely the... I have returned. The call got dropped, so I'm picking up where we left off. How do we know that Jacob is in the middle of Abraham and Isaac? We know from the verse, Hashem, the Elohim of Abraham, your father, and the Elohim of Isaac. Note that it is not written, the Elohim of Isaac, your father, which would make him third among the fathers, namely the son of Isaac. From this we learn that because he was connected to Abraham and was considered his son, he was found to be before Isaac. Therefore he is in the middle between Abraham and Isaac. For this is the secret of the chariot. Abraham and Isaac are right and left, and Jacob is between them. Then it is written, the land on which you lie, which is the Nukva. This makes all, that is, the three columns with the Nukva, into one holy chariot. Here Jacob saw that he would be the chosen of the fathers. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. But this pasuk gives one answer to the question that was asked in the commentary for pasuk 59. And this is an unwritten commentary. The chariot for Hashem consists of Chesed, Givorah, Tiferet, and Malchut. These are the four wheels on the chariot. These are the three columns and the manifestation in the physicality. Pasuk 61. Tachat se Elohe Abraham Avicha. Tekewan de Amar Abraham Avicha. Vadaihu Bem Saita. Welo Hey Itzak. Aka Itramis
Bikashir light rain, Sitrin viahid, Lom kashir lesitra addictiv, Avraham avisha, Bikashir lesitra achara addictiv, Velohe Yitzhak, Losefet, Vav Aleph Vav, Begat Legabe Yitzhak, Leachaza, Tiakov Achid, Litrain Sitrin. The translation, come and see, Hashem, the Elohim of Abraham, your father. Because he said, Abraham, your father, assuredly he is in between Abraham and Isaac. And the Elohim of Isaac alludes to the fact that Jacob was bound to the two sides, right and left, and was part of them. He is tied on the one side to the right, as it is written, Hashem, the Elohim of Abraham, your father. And on the other side, he is tied to the left, as it is written, and the Elohim of Isaac. In the latter case, the letter Vav, and, is added to and the Elohim when Isaac is mentioned. This indicates that Jacob sees both sides, for Vav alludes to Tiferet, which is Jacob, attached to the Elohim of Isaac, the secret of the left. The scripture connects him to Abraham by calling him your father, and it connects him to the Elohim of Isaac via the Vav. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 62. Ad Yaakov Lait Nesev Lait Mar Beit Galya Yatir Lait Mar Beit Galya Leman Diada Orcho Dioraita Levatar Deit Nesev Weolid Eit Mar Lea Beit Galya Haidikti Beyatsev Sham is Beach Vayikra Lo El Elohe Israel Mehakya Olifna Mandila Ishtelem Litata La Ishtelem Leela Shane Yaakov Ishtelem Leela Litata The translation, as long as Jacob was not married, this was not said of him openly, as was said here, for it is not specifically written, the Elohim of Jacob, as it was of Abraham and Isaac. It is only said openly of he who knows the ways of the Torah. This means that he will become a chariot of the two ways, the right and left, after he is married. Until then, he cannot be a chariot, only of Zeranpin, the secret of the right, and not of the Nukva, the secret of the left. After he married and begot children, it was said of him openly, as it is written in the verse, and he erected there an altar and called it El Elohai, the Elohim of Israel. Thus we learn that whoever is not perfected below, as male and female, that is, whoever is not married, cannot be perfected above. And this is not so for Jacob, who was perfected above and below, even before he married. However, it was not proclaimed openly, because he did not yet profess his unity over him. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Here we learn that
unmarried men are incomplete in all worlds. Verse
63. Shatala Hilahamadishalim Livatar Zimna Wite Mahakiti Vahine Anofi Imah Ushmarti Ka Beko Asher Telech Elayash Gauhuta Dikuchabarihu Untiru Dileya Laishtavek Mineya Diako Lealmin Bekolma Di Itzterich Leya Behai Alma Aval Bi Alma Ila Adishtalem.
The translation. You may wonder how he was completely perfected before he was married, and this was not actually accurate. He was not perfected, but saw that he would eventually be perfected. If you say that it is written, and behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, which means that he was completely perfected, it would be inaccurate. Rather, the explanation is that the keeping of the Holy One, blessed be he, and his protection will never leave Jacob without whatever he needs in this world. But in the upper world, he cannot have true perception until he is perfected, namely, until he marries. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. In today's younger generation, there are many who do not marry. This is unfortunate, and this teaching is important to be spread to those individuals. And that is the end of section 9. Does anyone have any questions? Section 10 is a little bit long to get complete within our time period. So, does anyone have any questions? I will call the class for now. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. West Coast time, there will be a Psalms class, hopefully completing Psalm 72, as last week we only got to the first 11 verses. Saturday night, we will have another Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayishlach. Sunday, we will continue our study of Job. And 3 o'clock, that's at 10:30, at 3 o'clock, we will have our, continue our study of the advanced reincarnation. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom and have a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbat. And always remember, Friday afternoon is the time of the Star Wars, where Satan is being pushed out of the world, but he fights like the Dickens to stay. So be careful. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.